The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The controversial Shannon to Dublin water pipeline has received government approval. Ishka Éireann / Irish Water is moving forward to the next stage. It's 170 kilometres of a pipe. It's going to take water from the River Shannon that will be used to serve the greater Dublin area. Residents along the route are not happy, and our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with those on both sides. Josh, what have you been finding out?
Well, Jonathan, Ishka Éireann predicts that by 2044, the Eastern and Midlands region will need 34% more water. So what's the solution? Well, stretching from Cavan and flowing all the way out to the Atlantic through Limerick, covering 360 kilometres, the River Shannon has been earmarked as a new source for Dublin and the surrounding counties. So I followed this route along the proposed pipeline from Tip to the capital, and I've been meeting with residents along the way.
Now, this is going to be one of the biggest infrastructure projects that we've ever undertaken in the state. And we know that cost is a significant issue when the state is paying money. It's going to have some price tag.
It will. So look, at the end of last month, it was announced the project has been given the green light by government, and the preliminary project cost estimate was 4.58 billion to 5.96 billion euro. However, there have also been other cost estimates provided that have put the upper range cost at 10.4 billion euro.
Right, so there's a bit of a discrepancy and a difference between them there. I'm presuming you've different scales that were used to predict this?
Sure, Jonathan. And look, there have been plenty of documents reviewed and reports from sub-consultants considered, including a detailed cost construction estimate, an independent estimate report, risk analysis. Then there was an expert review panel. And they would have been pricing this up on two different methodologies. So quantitative risk assessment, QRA, which is a two-stage independent risk assessment process, and also reference class forecasting, or CF. This is, it benchmarks the projects against other kind of completed projects of a similar nature. But what stood out to me is that a figure of up to 6 billion has been settled on, when in the analysis provided to them by certain reports, 10.4 is the upper end figure. So stick with me now for a minute, Jonathan. The Major Projects Advisory Group was set up in 2021 to assist the Department of Expenditure to strengthen project management. It works in an oversight role. It's advised on the likes of Metrolink and Bus Connects. And in its review of this project, it states that the upper range figures should be used. It says, given the scale of this project is so large, the cost forecast should incorporate the RCF P90-95, so 9.2 billion or 10.4, to provide detail to the decision makers, in particular the government, on potential costs if the project goes wrong. And look, maybe it won't run anywhere near that figure at all. We're just pointing out that there were higher costs estimated.
National Children's Hospital. So the Irish Water have gone against the advice of this group. And let's remind our listeners, this was a group specifically set up to avoid project overruns.
Well, you see, Ishka Éireann says the current preliminary cost estimate has been developed in accordance with the principles set out in the infrastructure guidelines, and it's been verified by external consultants and, as I said, by an expert review panel. And what they have put down is the more realistic cost, they say. A spokesperson told me that the estimate of over 10.4 billion is highly unlikely and would be in an extreme scenario, and that this is not considered an appropriate level of contingency for a project such as this, and that as the design and the scope are refined at each stage, costs will be updated. But in the Commission for Regulation of Utilities final review of this project, which was carried out by a UK-based engineering consultancy firm, HR Wallingford, well, it states that the reason the project should progress to the next stage is that the costs and contingencies for the scheme have been developed, and scheme estimates range from 3.3 billion to 10.4, with a management base cost of 4.6.
So they're saying, don't worry about it. We know more than you. Look, you said when you started this that the report is about the project as a whole. Did you meet with any locals who are going to be affected by all this?
I did. And that was the idea from the start. And then this cost cropped up. So if the proposed route goes ahead, the plan is to pipe the water 170 kilometres through Tipperary, Offaly and Kildare before terminating in Dublin. New treatment facilities will be built in Bird Hill in Tipperary and in Piemont in Dublin. So not too far from Bird Hill, I met with residents who live metres away from Lough Derg, and they have concerns about the project. They've set up the River Shannon Protection Alliance Group. Firstly, we'll hear from Kay Milan, who believes areas closer to Dublin would be more cost effective.
Initially, I decided to become involved because it involved Lough Derg, which involved all of us living around the place. We were very concerned about the environmental aspects of this and the damage to ecosystems, damage to tourism, damage to fisheries, etc. That was the initial reason I got involved. But then when we realised that this was a really waste of taxpayers' money, it wasn't necessary that there was other alternatives closer to Dublin. And we really feel let down by the present government, who are responsible. They have the responsibility for the public utility here.
And what about their argument that, look, the treatment facilities in Dublin are under severe demand, they need to get the supply from somewhere, and that down to the sheer scale of the Shannon, that it is a viable option?
We're not saying it's not an option. We were saying it wasn't the most cost-effective solution. But the other thing is, nobody has batted an eye at the cost of this. Everybody is exercised about the Children's Hospital. The upper end of the cost of this is 10.4 billion. And that is at the upper end of it. And the government advisory group have recommended that this is the figure that we must use, even though the government in their press release used a lower figure of 4.8 to 5.9 billion. But the upper end of this figure is 10.4 billion. Nobody seems to care.
My name's Donal Whelan. I'm treasurer for the association from the beginning. I live in Drumineer, which is a picturesque tourist village. My front gate opens into the car park and the lake is at the other side.
And we're literally metres away from the water here.
Metres from it. You can hear the lake water lapping.
So what are your main concerns now over this potential project?
Well, we're very much a tourist area. As you can see today, if you look out there, there are people boating. There's sailing going on at the moment. We have a sailing course. People come fishing. We have a large fishing club with about 140 members. We're just worried about the long-term effects.
When it comes down to the supply and the demands, like, the water has to come from somewhere. Ishka Éireann will argue that it's not just Dublin alone, that it's going to serve the greater Dublin area, counties outside the capital.
The adding in of extra areas is a little bit of a whitewash to soften the blow, I think. Now, there are alternatives.
But I suppose people living in those areas will say that a drought could affect them, and then that the Shannon is larger.
Shannon is larger, but the long-term effects on it is what we are worried about.
So what is the solution, Donal?
The solution, when they were charging for water, the demand in Dublin in the first 2 months fell because people were going to have to pay for it. Abolishing the water charges was an act of political cowardice. If people have to pay for water, they'll appreciate it, they won't waste it.
People living on the banks of Lough Derg. Going back to cost, Josh, what have you heard from, I suppose, the department and the regulator and Irish Water themselves?
Well, I've been on to the different bodies involved. So firstly, as I mentioned at the start, Uisce Éireann says it settled on the 5.9 billion over the 10.4 because it was said it was a more realistic figure and that the upper range...
It's cheaper.
Well, I suppose bang in the middle, like nearly halfway. And the upper range would be if the project was to run over several years, over the expected time frame, which is estimated to take 4 to 5 years. Uisce Éireann does not consider the upper level of 10.4 billion as appropriate for a project such as this that utilises relatively conventional and widely available technologies. The Department of Local Government then told me in a response to this that the cost-benefit analysis, central financial appraisal was undertaken with the most appropriate risk allowance and represents the Uisce Éireann's best case estimate. The department went on to say that this is a preliminary estimate and would expect further refinement of cost further down the line. I've also been in touch with the Commission of Regulation of Utilities, as it was the report from the CRU where it says the cost and contingencies that they reviewed are realistic. But as I said, the costs it has in its overall conclusion are up to 10.4. I followed up with the CRU again, and it says that as the project progresses through application for planning approval, it would anticipate that Uisce Éireann continues to review the project costs and updates these if necessary. I was also told that the CRU had no role in the subsequent preparation of the advice to government. But back to the project again, Jonathan. And to hear from the team at Uisce Éireann themselves, I took a visit to the Ballymore Eustace Water Treatment Plant in Kildare. It's the largest treatment plant in the country. It sits pretty close to the Wicklow border. I met with Angela Ryan, who's the Asset Strategy Manager at Uisce Éireann. Angela starts off by telling me about the demands on the current system.
At present, we produce about 620 million litres of water per day in the region, and that just about meets demand. On any given day, we're under pressure. All of the water treatment plants within the region, like this water treatment plant where we are today, are really running at 100% capacity 365 days a year.
If this project was to go ahead, the water wouldn't be travelling a short distance. It's over 100 kilometres. So how would it actually work?
Well, the water treatment plant that we're proposing to build for the new Shannon supply is about the same size as this water treatment plant where we're standing today. So it's not really that different to infrastructure that we already have in place. The water main that we're proposing to build, it's a 1600 diameter water main. So about 5'6", so up to my chin, that's about the size of the water main. We have water mains that size throughout the country, so the water main that leaves this water treatment plant is the same size. So it's fairly conventional technology there, and pump the water up to Clough Jordan, 40 kilometres, and then gravitate the water down through the Eastern Midlands region.
So from Tipperary there'll be a natural flow, is it?
So there'll be an actual flow. We'll treat the water at source in Tipperary, and that means there's a treated drinking water spine right the way across the country, so that water can be used anywhere from Tipperary right the way up to the outskirts of the greater Dublin area.
What would you say to the residents along the Shannon who have concerns then about the potential disturbance it could cause to their land or environment groups who have concerns?
In terms of the water abstraction itself, the River Shannon is a very, very large river, so it's the largest river in Ireland. Rain falling on 20% of the land in Ireland ends up in the River Shannon catchments. So the volume of water we're looking to take is very, very small, so it will have no real environmental impact at all. So there'll be no perceivable difference to flow in Limerick City, etc. It's relatively disruptive during the works, so we will dig out a trench for that pipeline. That strip of land will be 50 metres wide, so half the size of a football pitch, and we'll restore that land into full agricultural use. We've no long-term footprint.
Okay, it sounds lovely if it ever comes off. Angela Ryan of Ishka Éireann there. We heard from some of the locals in the Shannon. What about the farmers whose land is going to be used if this project goes ahead?
Yeah, so it's estimated that around 500 landowners live along the route. So it said it'd be interesting to hear from those working the land. Liam Menahan is a dairy farmer near the village of Puckon in Tipperary. Liam and his neighbours set up a group called Fight the Pipe and says some farmers will be happy to be approached with a CPO, but many don't want their land disturbed.
I'm farming here in Tipperary, and the first I heard of this was I got a letter telling me that they wanted to build this pipe across my land and they wanted to do research for it. And this is 10 years or more. And I went to a few neighbours and started talking to them, and sure, they were all shocked and horrified and couldn't believe it was, you know, a real proposition at all. So we went and we looked into it, and it's actually more ridiculous as getting every day and every time I hear them tell a story, because the same problems that were there 10 years ago are still there today. And yet they propose to spend billions on bringing water from the Shannon to Dublin. This does not need to be spent on water from the Shannon. It needs to be spent on improving the quality of water in Dublin by investing in the pipes in Dublin.
Now, I'm just after coming from Loch Derg and met with people there who live metres from the water. They're looking out at the water. We're on a farm here now. So as a landowner, what kind of concerns would you have when it comes to the construction phase and everything else?
Well, they're taking a 50 metre strip off me, or they're proposing. I don't think it's ever going to happen, to be honest with you. But they're taking a 50 metre strip off me if they get their way. And they're going to dig and bury a pipe in the ground from here to Dublin. This is going to be a huge engineering project. And the money will be long gone. And somebody will walk out in that field and say, look at what that fool let him do. And that'll be my contribution to the farm.
And when it comes to CPOs, like, what's the feeling locally around here? Your neighbours, the other farmers in the area that might be affected by this?
A lot of them believe it's inevitable. They actually believe it's inevitable because, you know, when compulsory purchase orders are spoken about, it's usually a road, and it's very hard to argue against a road, or it's very hard to argue against development. But this isn't development. It's engineering for engineering's sake.
They will say it's necessary, and there has to be a solution.
But their own figures don't state that.
Those working in the treatment facilities, they'll say they're at capacity and they're under severe demand. And
of course they are, because it's leaking into the groundwater of Dublin.
They need to fix the issues.
If you have a cauldron that's leaking, you fix the leaks, you don't pump more in. And it's as simple as that.
Understandably impassioned view there from a farmer who's losing a bit of land to this and the people along the way affected. The overall question from Josh Crosley's report is, how much is this going to cost?
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.